Hi there, folks. This is Paul Bars from paulbars.com, the Internet Marketing and Online Business Podcast Center. Hello and welcome. Thank you so much for taking the time to join with me here today for this quick tip. Internet marketing strategies, continuing on the mini series, and we're up to number 5, and here I'm getting into the exciting stuff that I love, online strategic alliances, or as perhaps most commonly known, joint venture marketing. Oh boy, I've just done a whole series on joint venture marketing, and it is the simple concept of this. You, in your business, in your website, in your own activities, are limited. No matter what you think, you are limited to a certain number of contacts that you can make through your own efforts. Now, of course, depending on how you do that, if you're doing really, really poorly, you'll be making 10 contacts, 10 new visitors to your website, for example, or, you know, fingering out through your Facebook marketing or your video marketing or your podcast strategies, and you're attracting 10 new people a day. All right, not too good. Okay, let's say you're doing a little bit better than that. You're putting all of these different things into action and you've worked out the strategies with your internet marketing strategies to be able to do this. Maybe you're getting 1,000. Maybe your reach has gone out a little further. 2,000, 5,000, 20,000 a week, for example. But let's just pick a round number and we'll make it 1,000 people. 1,000 people a day, a week are coming to your website. And I mean, that's, believe it or not, okay. It's not that great. Don't get me wrong. It's not great, but it's okay. New visitors particularly. And that's all right if that's all you can do. But what if you were to set up perhaps, say, an affiliate program and do some online joint ventures? I'm not talking about you promoting other people's affiliate products. No, blow that. Well, you do that some other time, but that's you sending them traffic. I'm talking about them sending you traffic through joint venture marketing, where maybe if your reach in these round figure numbers is only 1,000 people, and you contact 10 people who all agree to do the same thing, so they send you 1,000 each. All of a sudden, your efforts have been multiplied tenfold, and you've now got 10,000 people a week coming to look at your website. Now, here's the thing. You didn't do that much more. All you did was set up a strategic alliance, a joint venture revenue sharing arrangement where they made an endorsement for you, for your website, for your product, and referred their visitors to you. And of course, there is a revenue share in that. They get a percentage of the profits, you keep a percentage of the profits, and the customers are happy. But then there's the back end of that as well, where the customers that you've just now acquired become your customers. And of course, if you look after them with email marketing and good follow-up, as I'll be covering later on in this series, then you can turn that into literally revenue gold. The power of joint venture marketing comes down to one single word, and that is this: leverage. You can leverage your time and multiply that tenfold, 100-fold, 1,000-fold. Imagine if, let's say, after maybe 18 months, 24 months, maybe even 3 or, hey, come on the outside, 5 years, you had not just multiplied your results tenfold and made your 1,000 people turn into 10,000, but what if you had gotten 1,000? Yeah, 1,000 people doing 1,000 people each. We're talking in the millions now, aren't we? And that's where the big dollars come in. But I mean, is that possible? Is that possible for the small person kicking off? I don't know, Paul. It sounds pretty high and mighty to me. Where do you think the big guns out there now in your industry actually started off? They didn't start off with 1,000 people referring 1,000 friends, did they? No, they started off with 10. And then they set themselves a goal and they said, I'm going to find me 10 more. And then they set themselves a goal and said, I'm going to reach out and try and find 10 more people who will help me promote my products on a revenue share. And then they said, I'm going to stretch out and I'm going to find myself 10 more. And those 10 more, the word started to spread and then things got viral. And then people started contacting them just as they used to do for me and as they still do now. And you know, I believe in the future, if you're just getting started and you do this thing right, that they will start doing for you also. joint venture marketing, creating strategic alliances and revenue sharing opportunities using the beautiful utilities of affiliate program marketing here online are just magic. And that's something you really, really should be having a closer look at, because above and beyond anything else, it can just explode your business beyond the stratosphere. Okay, this is Paul Bars from PaulBars.com signing off. Internet marketing strategies. Time to take a break, and I'll talk to you again next time. Bye-bye.